السلام عليكم سيدي فريندز شي شبيه سبيس سوس فرام يرمز شيخ ليش ماس مارس هستر باس مشورس خانة توت رات الهانا مات مير زيف بيرك يد جيمل پاس اكس في غاتا لبن خبي امو لي مور فوزر اس اش اش ملي بس ايسي من اسرائيم you should tell your son that they sing because of this Hashem did for me when I came out of Egypt and Rashi explains bav vuzem bav vusha kai mitzvah tell your son on that day when he asks you what's going on so you say bav vusha kai mitzvah. You know, the pasuk doesn't say it's asking what's going on. The pasuk just says "Vigadat lebincha." Very critical. The previous pasuk is "Matas yachal shiva siyam loyecha chamit loyecha soav chol pulecha." And then "Vigadat lebincha biyam holi ba'avur zeh as Hashem libetzisim mitzrayim." So Rashi says "Ba'avur zeh." In order that I should mukayim his mitzvahs, Hashem did this for me when I came out of Egypt. As Rashi is telling us, what's the shorash hachiyuv? Why am I obligated in this? Because that's why God took me out of Egypt, in order to eat Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. The Ramban has a different pshat in the pasuk. The Ramban says that that the father is explaining to the son what the reason and what's the source of the obligation of what we're doing. But what's the reason of what we're doing? Why we're doing? We're doing it to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ba'avur zeh she'asa li Hashem b'tzeisi b'mitzrayim. I'm doing this avodah because of what Hashem did for me when I came out of Egypt. Not that Hashem took me out of Egypt in order that I should do the avodah. I'm doing the avodah because Hashem took me out of Egypt. That's why I'm doing the avodah. We see in Pasuk Tesvav, "Vayikiy kshafar al shalchein of yarug Hashem kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim b'chor adam al b'chor behema kein nusvech Hashem kol pet derechem b'zchor b'chor b'nechay efte." There's explaining the reason. So why am I doing the sacrificing the b'chor animal to Hashem and redeeming the firstborn son? Because Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's explaining why we're doing what we're doing. See, in the Alshach over here, Chora explains many of Rabbeinu Zatzal, upon whom we're basing this year. The Chaban is correct. Because here we're talking, we're explaining to the sons why we're doing what we're doing, like the other Psukim, like we just quoted in Pasuk Tetzvav, and also earlier on, 12:26-27, also Parshas Zetzchanan 6:12-20-24. Explaining why we're doing it. What's the Sivas HaAsiyah? So we should explain that over here also. Mitacheni, Lashon of Bavur is much like Rashi. Because of this, Bavur what? Because I should be Mekayim his mitzvahs, according to the Ramban. You have to read the Pasuk to throw a few more words into the Pasuk. According to the Ramban, you have to say, Bavur zeh, she'asa li Hashem b'tzeisi Mitzrayim. Because of what Hashem did for me when I left Egypt. She'asa. Not bavur ze'asa. Rashi is very good. Bavur ze, because of this. Hashem would say, Simsoyan, God took me out of Egypt in order that I should do this. What should I do? I should eat from Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. According to the Ramban, it's not so glad. According to the Ramban, it's bavur ze. She'asa Hashem libetei Simsoyan, I'm doing this avod. Because of what that Hashem did for me when I left Egypt, I'm doing that. We have to put in the she'asali. And bavur ze'asali, according to Rashi, it's very good. Bavur ze, because of this. So Hashem b'mekayim his mitzvahs, Hashem did for me when I left Egypt. According to the Ramban, you can't read the pasuk that way. According to the Ramban, you read the pasuk, which is a little less mashma. Bavur ze, she'asali, because of what Hashem did for me when I left Egypt, I'm doing this avodah. And the pasuk doesn't even say I'm doing this avodah. It's giving the reason for the avodah. According to Rashi, it's good. Bavur zeh, because of the, in order that Hashem come for the sake of the mitzvahs, as Hashem leave tzeis Mitzrayim. For the sake of these three mitzvahs, Hashem did for me when I left Egypt. According to the Ramban, it doesn't read it that way. Bavur zeh, she'asa Hashem leave tzeis Mitzrayim. Because of what Hashem did for me when I left Egypt. Again, Pasuk doesn't say she'asa. Okay. On the other hand, Ramban is better because he's explaining why you're doing it, the reason. Fits in with the other psukim. Also, this pasuk talking about the shame of the Elisha, like Rashi says in pasuk Zion, also in the Mechilta, pasuk Yudalit. And it's also given to the Ben Arusha. Why does the shame of the Elisha and the Ben Arusha get the same answer? we see in that Gada. Bavorza sa Hashem li li belola, we all Hashem lo yenigo. And not only that, but the Ben Arash, according to Rashi, Pasuk Hey was already answered earlier. Ramatim zeva pesach l'Hashem, not li belola. So why did the Ben Arash and the Sheina de'Elishol get the same answer? And why does the Ben Arash get another answer? He already got the answer of Ramatim zeva pesach. So according to Rashi, it comes out the Sheina de'Elishol is getting bavur zeh and others almanas in order that you should keep these mitzvahs. That's why God took us out of Egypt. That's why we're obligating these mitzvahs, because God took us out of Egypt in order to be mekayim these mitzvahs. And the Rosh is told, Bavur Zeh Asa Hashem Li. Hashem did for me, but not for you. If you would have been here, we would have been ego. So why are they written in the same pasuk? It's told to the Ben HaRosh, and if he was there, he wouldn't have been ego. And it's told to the Sheino de Elishol, that the reason God took them out of us out of Egypt is in order that we should be mekayim these mitzvahs. And who are you, Khan? Ukliyakar, Perky, Place, Pasuk, Vav, Old, Old, Old. So it appears as follows. But we understand what Rashi writes. Shabbat, which is Khan, so it's not Khan's mitzvahs, Pesach, Last, and Mar. Hashem did for me when I came out of Egypt. What's special about these three mitzvahs? Kagon. You could say, God took us out of Egypt, keep behind all the mitzvahs. Why do I feel these three mitzvahs, the Ashok's ready on me on this? And he also asked, what does it mean by Vor Zeh? According to Rashi, say by Vor Elu, for these mitzvahs, plural. What's the Ashok asks? What's Leimol? And what tell others? Which others are you telling? You speak to the Son. So it appears follows based on the Ramban Rai at the end of the parasha, who explained the Yitzis Mitzrayim to the Yisod HaEmunah. And many Yitzis in the Torah are rooted in Yitzis Mitzrayim. And he explains these three in Yanim and connect them to mitzvahs we have in Mitzvah HaEmunah. Number one, to know that Hashem created the world and hasn't always been here. Number two, Hashem knows everything that's going on. Number three, Hashem runs the show. Hashem runs the world. Ayin Shem Dulei Ramban. So it appears that these three mitzvahs, these three ideas, these three emunahs, are reflected in the mitzvahs of the night, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Maror is shibud. They embitter our lives. Shemiru is chayim. That's Amunah Klapi Barbriyah Tolam. And God created the world. Because this shibud only has room if Hashem created the world. For a purpose. It's a purpose. What's the purpose? Klal Yisrael. We should bring God to the world. And Mavur calls it Barichus B'Seh B'Derech Hashem HaAmchal. So that the world has a tachlis, which is, since the world has a purpose, we need Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael has to undergo this servitude. That's the Maror. The Maror is to show that the world is a purpose. And that's why we have to go through the suffering. Because it's a purpose. Love that line. Man first has to know the obligation of this world, his purpose. In order to accomplish this purpose, the Kadosh Baruch Hu decreed that we have to be over the, we have to undergo the Shibud. Different than Kol Amei Haaretz. Different than every other nation on the earth. That's going to help us fulfill our purpose. And that's why we have Shibud and Tzvayim. The Maror expresses the Shibud. So that expresses the Bria Solom. Pesach is connected to the idea of Hashem, that God knows everything. Because what is the idea? The idea of Havdala. You may not say Havdala 9, you shall be brought to Peri Hel Ches. There's no Das, there's no Havdala. The idea goes together with Havdala. And Havdala separation has only a place where you know the essence of the matter, otherwise there's no room for Havdala. And therefore, from this Havdalah, you can see that there's the idea, and therefore Pesach, the Havdalah, shows that we are separate from the midterm. God separates from the midterm. So that's one of the ideas of Hashem, that the midterm were there before they were killed, others weren't. That's Karban Pesach, that's what Karban Pesach symbolizes. That's the ideas of Hashem. And the Masa Shal Shal Ha'Gula, Kabi Hashgach Hashem Bukol Bakol. The Masa shows that God runs the whole ship. And therefore God brought all these Nisim to get out of Mitzrayim. So therefore you have the of God created the world with a purpose, Maror, and that's why we suffer. It is Hashem al-Kol, kind of everything that's going on, the Havdalah of Pesach, Havdalah and Yediyah, two sides of the same coin. And Hashgach, that Hashem runs the show, that's why you roll the Nisan, that's Matzah. And that's the lay more. What's the lay more? In other words, the Ikkar is not these three mitzvahs. The Ikkar is what these three mitzvahs are saying. What are they saying? Have a winner in Hashem. That's the Yigat Lelunuch HaBayom Bulei Mor Ba'ur Zeh. There's the Elei Mor on the Emunah, which is the Ikkarinian. So it says Ba'ur Zeh, Lo Ba'ur Elu. So, if we say Ba'ur Elu, it would imply these three mitzvahs. But the point isn't these three mitzvahs. That we should reach Emunah Shleim. It's one thing. There's only one thing going on over here, that we should reach Emunah. That's why these three mitzvahs. So according to this, we can say that since we see the Ikkar Tzidkus Mitzrayim in order to meet the Emunah Hashem, we see in order to see the Ramban. In the Pesukim and the Ramban. So it's possible to regard that the mitzvah of Tzidkus Mitzrayim is coming for this reason. That's the purpose. That's why it says in the Mishnah itself in 116b, to say all these three things. Pesach, why? Matamai, Moramai, why? Because here we go into the details of Yisrael Tamuna. Yisrael Shal Sibri Sibri Mitzrayim. So by the other children, when we tell them about Yisrael Mitzrayim, they're going to come to this Tachlis. Pesach, Al Shema, Mor Al Shema, they're going to listen. Because the kid's interested. So we have the question and answer, we tell him about the Nisim. And he's going to ask, understand, where's this taking me? And he's going to come to Amunah. But somebody's Shana the Elisha, and he's not interested. He doesn't even understand what's going on. He doesn't know what's flying. So he's not going to get a moon out from the answer of CBC's been trying. Because he's not going to bring out the conclusions. Just telling about Mitzrayim is not enough. And therefore, it's a loop in this pasuk. Don't only come to CBC's Mitzrayim. Say Ba'ur Zeh. In other words, you have to come to Emunah. This is CBC's Mitzrayim. You have to come to Emunah. That's the purpose of CBC's Mitzrayim. That's the pasuk Ba'ur Zeh Asa Hashem Li. In order that you should reach Emunah. That's why you have these three mitzvahs. You don't have to worry that Ba'an HaChacham will come to that on his own. Ask that CBC's Mitzrayim will get to Emunah. And he'll understand that that's the purpose. This child doesn't get it. Just therefore you say to him, no, the point here is to come to Emunah, so he should also be Mizpah. That's why it's the Shem of the Elishal. Shem of the Elishal doesn't know what's flying. So you have to tell him not only about Pesach, Matzah, and Mor, but you also have to tell him about Rizeh. Not only should come to Emunah. Say, oh, and he's going to start thinking about it more. How's this going to bring me to Emunah? And that's why there's also the answer to the Banner Rasha. Because by the Russians, listen, I don't know, tell him the story in order that he should reach him when he's in Russia. He doesn't want to have a moon. So he's not going to try to reach a moon against his whole essence. And therefore, he gets the same answer as the Shem of the Elishal. It's not enough to tell the story. You have to spell it out for him. Ba'ur Zeh. In order that I should reach the moon of that's expressed in Pesach, Matzah, and Mor. Asa Hashem li, leave it alone. And you give him a Musar. And you give him a Musar, maybe he'll soften up. If he would have been there, he wouldn't have been evil. That's why it's really the same pasuk. You have to get them to go beyond just the regular seaport. So the Shem de Elisha, you do that essentially by telling about Wazes, is in order to get you to come to Emunah. That's why you have these mitzvahs, so it'll be focher. And we'll get to these Emunahs. We'll investigate. And in Russia, he's a hard nut to crack. You're saying about Ba'ur Zeh, Hashem li. He did it to me, not to you. You would have been there with Nikah. See, he was in the Chach, maybe he'll soften up. And with this, we can explain what it says in the Mechilat Rashbi. Imagine quoting the Torah Shlema, Ein Shem Bo Tevod. שאמר כל הדין המבואר בפסחים. 116a, שגם שאין לו בן, הוא שואל עצמו, but if he doesn't have a son, he asks himself, from the pasuk, we got to live in Chor. How do you get that from God to live in Chor? I don't have to tell your son. How do you get that you ask yourself? Based on what we said, we understand very well. Because here we see the Yisrael HaMitzvah is not just to answer the question of the son. It's an obligation to relate the story to bring you to Amunah. That's the Iker. The Iker is the Amunah. And therefore, from this pasuk, God to live in Chor, everyone anymore, they're supposed to come to Amunah. So that applies even to your middle son around. So it emerges according to this, that even though in the Kodesh Shal Pesach, it says that the Tshuva of the Shalos Ben HaRashi, who after the Hakei Shin, remember the Lelah Shem Lelah Nika, so you have to blunt his teeth and say that if he was there, he wouldn't have been Nika. So it doesn't only mean that this is the only answer. Because what's the Lelah Shem Af? I am Zip Kliyakar, but it's Chavav. So the answer is, what it's in the Lezayim, and Martin Zip Pesach, and Shuv Hashem. So the answer to the Ben HaRosh is, he says, well, what are you doing? What's the Sabot? And he says, Zevach Pesach Hashem. But it's not enough for him to tell him to Zevach Pesach Hashem. He needs to accept the Zevach Shem Lelah Nikah. Ah, fuck, I shouldn't be doing that. Don't only tell him, Martin Zevach Pesach Hashem. He's saying, say, ah, fuck, I shouldn't, but he has to blunt his teeth. How do you do that? Leave it alone. If you're there, you wouldn't have been Nikah. You wouldn't have been redeemed. He needs both. And now we've seen the answer to the Ben HaRosh that I said earlier. Perek Yibes Pesach Zayin. Marjim Zeh Pesach Ula Hashem Shepasach Al-Tib Nei Yisrael Mitzvah Nark Wuz Mitzvah Nitzvah 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 Nitzvah. So the question is, Ma'avod Ezez Lachem. And the Rashi writes in Pasuk Hei, in the Mechilta, that's the Shailas of Ben HaRosh, he says, Ma'avod Ezez Lachem Chem Lolo. The Jew is where it says in the Kodesh Shal Pesach, Adek HaShin Ur Olay Rishim Olay Nigal. You were there, you wouldn't have been Nigal. So what's the answer that we said, in the Torah, Martin Zevach Pesach Hashem, he's just coming to be mekander, he's coming to start trouble. So what answer are we giving him? I aim at Masheher HaKliyakar. Based on what he says, it's very good. Because in the filter they bring, and the Pesach HaShem Pesach, Shem Vur L'Habibay Psicha, they have to jump over. Otherwise the Jewish people are also in Zera. We only went out 1/500, or 1/50th, or 1/5th, whatever it was. But a lot of the Jews didn't want to go out. It says there for Tzeguli that the Jews were chayav klaya, they were chayav to be destroyed. After Yomar's Pisco until they finished their Pesach. So how's that an answer? Again, the pasuk is Amar Zev Pesach L'Shem Shar Pesach. And there Chazal tell us in Shar Pesach that the Jews were also supposed to be killed. How's that an answer? He's just asking what are you doing? What's the Sabota? That's the remnant. The remnant is if you were there, you wouldn't have been Nigel. Because the Shabbos Hashem had to jump over. If you would have been there, Hashem wouldn't have jumped over. You would have stayed. You would have been those guys who stayed in Egypt. You'd still be speaking Egyptian. Therefore, our Pasuk is Mashlim. You have a Pasuk there that says to him, that if you were there, you wouldn't have been Nigel. Because the Shabbos Hashem had to jump over. Hashem had to skip over. You wouldn't want to skip over. You would want to stay. But we want to, it's often hard to say, or was that Hashem Lil Oya Hashem Lai Nigel? And he wouldn't have been redeemed. So we give him both answers to soften him up. It's Ben HaRosh. And that's Pshat Vayikor Lam Yishachu. They bow down. Prostrated, they bow down. The Mechilta says, it was Al Surah Ha'ula, Obiyas Haaretz, and Surah Ha'banim. Because of the Ula, they're coming to Eretz Yisrael, and they're told they're going to have children. So Pashtus, the reason for this bowing down is because they're going to get good children. And the problem is, here we're talking about the bad children. It's possible this is the truth of the Ben HaRosh, so what are they thanking Hashem for his children for? And in the Chilta Tak, it says that they got a Surah, that the Torah is going to be forgotten. It's a Surah. It also makes sense that the Shail of Ben HaRosh is the Surah Ra, so what's shot in the Medrash says is the day that it's the Surah Tov, it's good tidy. So based on what we said, we can explain it anyway, we have to understand what's the special key to the Surah Sabanim. If you're getting children, it's Dark Shalom, they're children, Nebanim, with the special Surah that you have to bow down. So it would appear that the Surah that even if the children go off the path, Pesach HaTzeroves, there's always a little sin waiting there, usually in a person's pocket, in his smartphone. So there's always hope that they can come back to Hashem, no matter what, no matter how far a person veers. It's hope. And as we've seen in the cover of the Tshuva Ben Arasha, as we're hoping we can bring it back. And that's why we give them the answers to soak them up. So if we thank Hashem, people can have children. How can we soak the star with it? They can come back. So Rashi is writing the Ramban, but Rashi is writing Shem takes out of Egypt in order that we should find these instances. Kashi is a pasuk, but also the Ramban is writing that this is the reason that you have to bring them to Amunah. We're explaining why we're doing this avoda, to bring them to these three Amunahs. And now we also understand the answer to Kashi the Kliyakar, but it's called Zayin. It is normally the Torah calls, it speaks about the Ben Loshen Yachid. Like we see in Pasuk Ches over here, Pasuk Yidal, and Pasuk Yidal, and later on Pasuk Yidal, and Pasuk Yidal, but the guy Ben Arash, it says in Pasuk Chavav, Yuvu Lechem Ben Nechem, Lashen Rabim. Why is it Ben Nechem, Lashen Rabim? And my Shnei Tzal Sharban, to the Gat of Bincha, of Amar Tehila, Ben Arash, it says, Vam Artem. Zerah Pesach, you should say, it doesn't say who say it. So basically when we explain it, it appears followed that since like we explain the Ikri Sot of Tshuva that it's going to bring you to a moon of Ben Arasha, so you can try to soften him up, but this is only a far shot, it's not a sure thing that he's going to come back and do Tshuva. And therefore it says in the Pasuk, V'yolchem B'nechem, many sons, and I can work with any particular son, but many sons, both from Khalid, it's going to work, they're going to get answers, they're going to help him do Tshuva, but they can't count on this son. Therefore, by Martin, it's an offer both from the Kodesh and the Sefer. You just say it. You just say it, and then hopefully over the generations there's going to be a sense of people listening to you. But not to this specific Ben Arasha. If this specific Ben Arasha is not going to listen necessarily. But when your children, Lashon and Rabbi, ask, okay, so that's throughout all the generations, a lot of children. So some of the Ben Arashas are going to be moved by this, as opposed to the other children. You're supposed to answer them specifically. You got to like the children, you should answer them specifically. But here you're not specific, because the whole point is to get into a moon, and the Ben Arashas is a far shot. So you can't count on this Ben Arashas, but hopefully some Ben Arashas will bring back. That's why you don't speak to them directly. By Martin, you should say, Zevach Pesach Ula Hashem. Shepasach Tevin Yisrael, Merkwa is Femme, is Batein Ovitzio. You don't speak to him directly, you just say it. Because if he gives him Mitzad this son, then you would say you. You speak to him directly, but if he gives him a mirror of Derecha, there should be Tosels among all the Ben Arashims. Therefore, it doesn't say Lashon Nochach directly. Where Rabbi Voice saying, there is so much more to say, Siyata Dishmaya. So please stay tuned, and we have, I'm saying Parashat Bo is, and I think there's, if you say what's the most, the different Torah, the Parashat in the Torah, I think it's Parashat Bo. Because there are 50,000 Akkadis that have just been printed anew this year, new Akkadis, all the Akkadis. So that's all, most of it around Bo, right? Bo, Shalach, Gemalik. So please stay tuned and hope.